Guys, look what I got!
Oh, one of those flying hammocks?
Yeah, let's all get on!
Wait, weren't those recalled? Like, almost
but you know what? Don't be such a worry. Put your seatbelts on. Let's go!
So exciting!
But they like, swing back and forth. Flying. Everyone
Will and I are flying! Yeah.
Very dangerous.
Guys, look! We're gonna turn upside down now!
Oh my god, get him out of that thing! He's choking
me!
And
you have to land the hammock.
It's a flying hammock.
Luke's turning blue, and he has an erection.
Welcome to Ragnarok, your home of the Nerdpocalypse.
And we're recording again.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to another Ragnarok actual play.
We're recording that setup that we did.
What setup?
If you really want to learn some interesting facts about the volume of human ejaculation, make sure to listen to our setup. That's all I'm going to say.
That's all.
But there was some really interesting stuff.
Let's not talk about it anymore.
I would
just say, if you want to know about human ejaculation, turn to page one.
That's the poster. Wouldn't you have to start on page one?
Shut up. I want to write a choose your own adventure that starts in the middle.
To start this adventure, turn to page 76.
What? All right, so today we'll be playing Fiasco.
Ah!
This is an original Fiasco by me. It's called The Fun and Exciting World of Antiquing. By the way, I'm Ed.
Hi, Ed.
Hi.
Hi, Ed.
Hi, guys.
Continue.
The score. It gets really creepy up here, and I mean really, really creepy. Hell, let's face it, you're pretty creepy too. You're an anthropomorphic curio. Whether you're a snarky marionette or a musical jewelry box, you're tired of being treated like just an object. Well, okay, technically you are just an object, but you're also sentient. Cogito ergo sum, right? Right. Look, it's not that bad up here in Mrs. Ketchum's attic. Maybe the old bird forgets to dust you once in a while, and yes, the attic may very well be haunted, and okay, sure. Some of the other objects in here may be ever so slightly cursed and evil, but you can't just look at the negatives. There are also a lot of really cool things up here. The point is, you're in Mrs. Ketchum's attic, and you're here for the foreseeable future. Maybe you'll try to make the best of it. Maybe you'll try to bust out, and maybe you love it up here and wouldn't dream of leaving. But there are others up here, like you, with their own agendas and alliances. Whether they are freedom fighters, the king's men, or hardened criminals, everything up here is out for itself. So tread carefully. One wrong move could land you in the dumpster, or worse, the donation bin at the Salvation Army. You have been warned. Are you ready for...
good luck.
The Fun and Exciting World of Antiquing. Movie night. Toy Story, Small Soldiers, Night at the Museum, Beauty and the Beast, The Indian and the Cupboard, the...
Whoa!
Can't use that kind of language.
Cupboard?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Cabinet.
Jesus.
The Indian and the Cabinet.
Thank you.
And the Brave Little Toaster.
Now, would... I heard you mention Toy Story. Would Toy Story 2 be an acceptable movie night for this one?
Yeah.
What about Toy Story 3?
Yeah.
Okay.
Also, Night at the Museum... You could also go with Night at the Museum 2.
Night at the Museum 3.
What about Night at the Smithsonian?
Yeah. No, I wouldn't want to go with that one either.
Speaking of Toy Story 3, I will be very disappointed if this fiasco doesn't end with all of us on a conveyor belt to a furnace.
Wow, great. Way to just forecast the whole thing, Ryan. Yeah. Why are we even going to play now?
That's not how Toy Story 3 ended.
Have you seen Toy Story 3? They all think they're about to be destroyed in the furnace.
Yeah, and then they get saved.
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
Wow.
That was like one of the most heartbreaking moments.
Yeah, they were like, I don't even remember how they got rescued, but it was like,
yeah,
they were pretty fucked.
The aliens came back.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, they got saved, like, the very last second. Like, they were about to all be destroyed.
The Squeaky Toy Aliens came and saved them.
All right, so I guess I'll start introducing the characters. I'm Ryan, and I'm going to be playing Price, Captain of the Yellow Team.
He's the wrong eye.
That's true.
He is a foosball player.
He's a foosball guy.
He's
not a foosball
player.
Wait, are we in the world?
No, he's not playing foosball. He is played as
foosball.
Is it like the...
He is the guy on the yellow team who stands... Who is wedged onto the spinny bar closest to the center of the arena, of the foosball table.
You've got a little Captain C painted on
Now,
your
we
chest.
Can play when nobody's playing.
Of course.
How else are we going to watch?
Right.
It'll be hard because you have to work together to move the thing up and down.
That's why it takes so much skill.
Teamwork.
It's not a game.
Or does each one individual spin around?
No, they all have to move at once.
Yeah. So we're not the whole bar. We're the one guy in the middle of the bar.
So you guys have to work together.
I'm Fisher, the red guy, and I am the guy stuck to the middle of the. Centermost bar on the red side.
Directly opposite from
directly
Ryan.
Opposite Ryan. And
we are lifelong rivals.
Yes. We like to just stare at each
other. So if the bar goes through where your shoulders are, how do you get off?
We can just pop off.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
Magic.
Oh, right. Okay. You are talking to us.
Yeah.
My Naoling.
We can't move our arms. You don't have arms.
You don't have arms. What kind of football are you playing that
arm? No arms, man.
No arms at all?
No.
We got no arms.
Yeah, no, we
none of us have arms.
Well, I have arms painted on me.
Can you move your arms?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
They're useless, but I can move them.
But I feel like we could probably, like...
You can kick things.
Yeah, I was going to say we're like pseudopod things.
Okay.
We want to pick stuff up.
Or we just pick stuff up and it just floats there with no explanation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Sorry, Mario, go ahead.
My name Oleg. I Russian. Whatever, doll. I can't say it.
Matryoshka.
Matryoshka, doll. I little one.
Meyer and I were humans.
I'm cursed.
We were humans.
I want to go to Mother Russia.
We both got cursed and turned into objects.
Eastern right now. I need to go.
All right, I'm Alex, and I am playing the big Matryoshka doll. His name is Big One. Meyer lives inside me.
The other two middle ones are missing.
Are not here.
They went on a suicide mission. Maybe.
That's the sequel.
Hey, maybe they'll show up by
search
the
for
end.
Yeah. Search for the middle dolls. Alright, so Ed, it's your game. You start us off.
I think we should start off with a game. I think this is the sort of story that starts off with an action-packed
sports game.
Foosball game.
Ladies! Oh, so what's the announcer? Oh, no, it's a marionette that hangs over the table.
Okay.
And it just swings back and forth to watch everything.
Alright, so the marionette...
Ladies, gentlemen, and assorted others, welcome to the 26th Annual Attic Cup!
Yeah, red team! You're going down, yellow!
In your face, red guy!
On this side of the table, going for their third consecutive win, the yellow team! And on the other side...
Big one jump.
Yeah, big one just... Yay, hello!
I hate that guy. Get me out of here. I don't see a thing.
Oh, I'm sorry, little one. He pops open so Meyer can hop out.
All the objects in the attic are sort of clustered around the foosball table. And there are big mirrors... Maybe a full length mirror tilted so that everybody can see what's going on the table.
There's one of those really annoying horns that they play at the soccer games.
The vuvuzela.
Playing
itself.
There's a vuvuzela playing itself.
To be fair, the vuvuzela will only get that one.
There's only the World Cup in South Africa. And on the other side. The young upstarters from the other side of the table, the red team!
My name's Fisher.
The red team!
Oh, damn it.
All right, captains, yellow guy and red guy.
Fisher.
Are you ready?
Ready as I'll ever be.
Ready to eat another lost red guy?
I would be asking you the same question, but you asked it first.
The marionette's holding the foosball and swinging over it. All right, ladies and gentlemen, let the games begin! And he lets go and it falls right into the center circle between the two of you.
The red bar immediately, before the ball even drops, in probably what's an illegal move, starts to spin and kicks the ball back towards his...
The yellow guy knows this is coming, so he spins backwards and catches the ball with the backs of his feet. Tried that move last week, red guy, and then he hurls the ball toward the red goal.
Yellow guy!
Hey, you guys back there, take care of it. The second bar spins wildly, just going back and forth, and kicks the ball into the wall, and it ricochets and goes right into the yellow goal.
There's a mixture of cheers and jeers from the different teams, and the slider on the side of the table just automatically slides to one for the red team.
First blood, Price!
Come on, Phil, you should have had that one!
Sorry! Phil, I get, does it drop back in the center every time?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so the ball...
grab it and put it there.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. So the ball appears back in the marionette's hand because reasons. And he drops it back in the middle.
He has one of those... There's one of those stretchy, sticky hand things.
Oh, yeah, so he just grabs the ball and pulls it back. Yeah. Yeah. And then just drops it again for the next go round.
Can we say that there's a moment where the two of us are just angrily yelling at each other and spinning furiously, and the ball is just like right where neither of us can reach it?
You know that was a fair shot. It went in. That took skill, man.
We're gonna get you. We're gonna get you, red team. I'm waiting for one of you guys to tell us.
Yeah, how I just realized.
Hands up.
All right.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, got to create some conflict.
So yeah, I was thinking that would be a good.
So the ball just sort of rolls slightly over toward the red guy,
and you know what? Why don't you have this one, yellow guy? Go ahead. Go ahead, take it.
Price swings impotently on his bar back and forth. No fair! No fair! Kick it over here!
Come
kick
on!
Kick it over here!
You can't get it?
No, I can't reach
What's
it.
What's wrong? What's wrong?
It's too far. What's I can't wrong? Get it. No.
Yeah?
Yeah?
Yeah? Oh, you want it? Okay, here you go. And he just spins wildly and kicks it as the yellow guy is impotently trying to kick it. Yeah. He just kicks it right underneath him. And it goes between the two back bars right into the goal.
Again, there's cheers and jeers.
And then there's sort of one of those fades. And you just see the score, the red team score.
Slide to 10.
Slide, and just, like, it does one of those, like, time-elapse things where it just slowly builds up. And then his goes up a couple. And then we'll say that we're tied.
Okay. So it's 9-9.
Yeah.
And so the marionette's holding the ball. The score is 9-9. The next goal wins the 29th annual Attic Cup. This is tense, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't had a game like this since the 26th Cup, where we had the blue and the green teams competing.
Just drop the ball already!
Fine. He just chucks it down.
He drops it directly in the middle. Come on. Get it.
I'm trying.
I can't. It's a little bit out of...
You know, you guys don't have to actually reach with your feet.
We're getting into this.
Yeah, Ryan and I are both like
rocking back and forth trying to kick an imaginary ball. that you can't reach.
A little help. Sticky hand the ball. It's out of my reach.
Oh, I thought you wanted me to just drop it.
I didn't say that. He said it.
Come on, man. This match could go on forever.
Like neither of us can get it at all. Can we?
Oh, you know what? I've got an idea. What if big one? You know, come on, yellow jumps up and down, knocks the table.
And it just slightly rolls over to me.
Right. And then and then we lock eyes for a split second and you give me a little smirk.
Yeah, big go yellow boom.
And the ball just rolls directly onto my feet. What were you saying about taking us down? And then he just spins, and the ball bounces.
I've got a better. So, you kick it, and you hit it in such a way that it goes flying like up. Mm-hmm. And so Ryan,
rolls up Ryan.
It rolls up Ryan. Yeah, I like so.
As I'm spinning to kick it or catch it, it rolls over.
It rolls up you. It just goes over the rest of your team
and directly right back into the goal.
Ladies and gentlemen, and other assorted objects, the red team wins.
Come on, Phil. Are you asleep on your bar back there?
No, I wanted yellow team to win.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, I will be signing autographs outside of the locker room, which, as you know, is the plastic cup that Mrs. Ketchum dropped several years ago and never bothered to pick up. I will be signing autographs, and ladies, get in line. And he hops off of his bar and just hops off towards the locker room.
Oh, you heard the overly confident plastic man. Ladies, get in line.
A bunch of Barbie dolls just start tittering. China dolls just start tittering and hop through. There's, I would say it's China dolls, like just dolls, female dolls, and start hopping over to the
dolls.
Not just a crazy bunch of dolls.
Hopping and walking over in various ways to the cup, and Fisher's just... Red guy is just signing the autographs, and you see flash bulbs going off.
There's just a camera there.
Just a camera taking pictures.
Taking pictures.
And I think that's the scene.
He doesn't even have any film.
Shut up, Phil. He likes it.
All right. Yeah. That ended well for Ed.
So you give that away?
Yep. I will give this one to my rival.
Thank you.
Rivaled.
You're Ryanville?
Yeah. Alright, Meyer, it's your turn.
So for like 3 seconds I thought Ed was just sitting here in boxers because of the color of his shorts. I was like, okay, it's that kind of party.
Alright, I'll do it. If Ed was in his boxers, I'd be in my boxers.
It's true.
Oh, we're doing this now?
We usually record our games pantsless.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've done it before pantsless.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So, Oleg, were you inside?
He was inside at the beginning, and then he asked to be let out.
Okay.
And Big One let him out.
All right. So I guess I'll establish. And I bet on Red, and they finally won, so I'm going to try to get some money to collect. Some money to get so I can pay off...
Vinny the Violin.
Vinny the Violin. When maybe some of his associates... I bump into some of them. Like... and I don't know what happens, because it's a scene.
All right.
So,
Big One, let's get out of here. We need to get money.
Okay. Let's go, then, little one.
So, fancy running into you here.
Oh, hi, Jack in the Box.
Well, I was thinking that Vinny the Violin, he's looking to pick up some of the money you owe him.
I don't have the money. I was just going to pick it up right now.
Oh? So you don't mind if I follow you? Me and my friend Beatty over here. You know why they call him Beatty?
Because it's his name?
Because he's made of beads. His beady eyes.
It's because I'm an egg beater.
Oh,
And eggs ain't the only thing he beats, if you know what I'm saying.
What else does he beat?
He's implying he's gonna beat us.
Wait, what?
He is implying he will beat us up.
Why?
Because you owe Vinny the Violin money.
I don't owe him any money.
Little one here does.
Just give me an excuse. Get him right between the beaters.
I don't think I'd fit between
your beaters. He loves when they're right between his beaters.
I don't think I'd fit there.
I don't think you have to worry, Biggin.
Oh, okay. Come on, little one.
All right.
I imagine they walk just like...
just hopping.
All right, so you go up to the, I guess, the...
the bookie.
The bookie. Who's a book?
On betting.
Yeah.
Hey, bookie.
Hey, so, you finally won, huh?
Yeah, where's my money?
Well, after what you owe me from your last loss, and, you know, the odds this time, looks to me like, you're gonna get, one of those, pieces of white, one of the white ones from Monopoly. What is it, like, that was like $10? 10 Monopoly dollars for you.
Those are yellow.
Yeah, one of the yellow ones. A yellow Monopoly dollar for you.
$10.
Yeah.
Oh, hey. That's a lot of dollars. Good job, little one.
Yeah, that'll cover about 10% of what he owes.
So do I get to beat him, Jack? Do I get to beat him?
You beat nobody. You try to beat me, I beat you.
I'd like to see that.
Well, I don't know. He gets pretty jostly sometimes.
The egg beater hops over toward you, Oleg, in a very menacing fashion.
Big one hops in front of you.
Hey, leave little one alone.
Hey, look over there. It's something shiny.
Should I look, little one?
No.
Is it shiny?
It is not shiny.
It's also pretty.
I like little one more than you.
They are trying to distract you because they want to beat me.
I want to beat him. Get him right between the beaters.
Why do they want to beat you?
Because they're drunks.
He owes Vinny the Violin money.
Well, we just got $10.
Take your 10 goddamn dollars and get out of here.
Tell you what, you give me the $10, and I'll be back tomorrow for the $100 that you owe. This $10, it'll keep me from beating you from going to town on you for a little while, like a day.
Right, but if you don't got the money tomorrow, we beat you.
Yes, I see. Get out of my fist.
All right. Let's go get ourselves a lap dance from Strawberry Shortcake. Why did his accent just changed?
I'd like to get her right between the beaters.
Okay, let's go, little one.
What low lives.
Yeah. I remember the days when Beater used to come back up into the attic and had egg on his face.
Times have changed.
Yeah.
Now, instead of egg, it is blood. Toy blood.
Toy blood.
Instead of egg, it is blood. Toy blood.
We can bleed?
Apparently. God damn it. I hate it. I hate magic. I hate magic!
You look over, and there's a magic wand. It looks dejectedly down.
No, it's one of those. It just collapses. Ooh. Yeah.
And then it sadly walks away.
Not you, Wandy!
I don't need you. I mean, the magic. Oh, man. That make me into
two. Made Wandy really sad.
He'll get over it.
Yeah. He'll spring right back.
Alright. I figure out how to get on.
Is there another soccer game? Another foosball game?
Yes. Under soccer game.
I don't know what that means, little one.
Maybe you're gonna try. You're gonna try to convince me to throw the game.
Yes.
Oh, I didn't even know there was gonna be. I figured that was the cup. So, all right. So maybe that was the finals.
Yeah.
And the finals confirming that the Reds
team. Well, I mean, it's the only sporting event we have.
No, it's like a best of.
Yeah, it's like the World Series, best of seven.
Yeah. That works.
All right, bad die goes to Ed.
Yay.
Woo. All right, I guess I will establish. Let's bring in Madame Lestrada. So it's later that day. The game was in the morning, so it's that afternoon. And we suddenly hear the ominous sound of a human coming up the stairs.
Somebody's coming.
Quick! Everyone get in your positions! I just tilt over and the little one leaps in.
All of the foosball guys, you know, scramble to their positions.
Right. I figure there's two of them who wind up on the wrong poles.
Jack, get over here! You're red!
They run and switch.
Marionette, get the lights!
He grabs the sticky hand and flings it. You see, he misses the first time.
Yeah.
And every toy goes, and then he swings back and hits the light switch and yanks it down. And then he just hangs there. Really creepy.
Just in time, for the door to open.
And this is the attic space that I was telling you about, Madame Lestrada.
Ooh.
I think that this would just be perfect. A woman in a red blazer walks upstairs.
With a name tag.
It says Judy.
Okay. Yeah, Judy works.
And what does Madame Lestrada look like?
I'm thinking she's wearing like a flowy black sundress kind of thing with a shawl.
Completely bald.
Yes, but she's got like a headscarf wrapped around it.
Drawn on eyebrows.
Yes. Ooh, she walks past Judy and like waves her arms and smiles. Ooh, yes, yes. The energy in here is exhilarating.
Well, something that you might find interesting, actually, the previous owner, Adrian Ketchum.
Wait! Do not tell me! She died in here.
Actually, yes. Mrs. Ketchum, she was 86, God rest her soul, sweet, sweet lady, took great care of this house, but didn't have much family to speak of, and she died up here.
Oh, my. Yes. I could feel her spirit lingering in the wooden floor.
Thankfully, one of the neighbor boys came to visit her once a day, so she wasn't up here too long.
Yes. Ooh, are those south-facing windows?
Yes!
She walks over. The toys kind of glance at each other.
And these things would come with the house.
Oh! No, these won't do at all. The energy in here is so flowing. I need to make this my reading room.
Well, I suppose you could always have a garage sale or something.
At the words garage sale, like an audible gasp goes up from the cardboard boxes and...
They're yours to do with what you want to.
What was that sound?
I don't know. Maybe it was Mrs. Ketchum.
Judy, do not joke about such things with me.
I'm sorry.
You know how sensitive I am to the whims of the spirits.
You're right, Madame Lestrada.
That's why we had to pass over that other place.
Right, because it tasted gray.
Yes, and I didn't appreciate the way the light fell into the living room.
Well, like I said, this stuff is yours to do with what you want. Sell it, donate it, throw it out. Whatever. You know what? You definitely should see the master bedroom. There's a walk-in closet. and an ensuite bathroom with a jacuzzi tub.
Take me there!
And then they leave the attic.
Crisis averted!
What do you mean, crisis averted? Did you...
Yeah, she just left.
Did you hear what she said?
No, I wasn't listening.
We're gonna end up in the... We're gonna end up in the garbage dump. They're gonna throw us out.
What?
Or put us in a garage sale, sell us to some twisted freak with a magnifying glass.
Maybe not Bookie. She said she doesn't read.
Oh, yeah, well, Bookie will be okay.
Before we...
Not if I don't get anybody to book.
What did you just say?
Not if I don't got anybody to book.
Oh. All I heard was, not if I've ever been able to book.
That's what he said, too. He said both of them.
Yeah, at the same time. Yeah. That's what I was confusing.
What?
He said both at the same time. That's what I was confusing.
Yeah. So big one just popped to the side so little one could hop out again. Wait, little one, they're going to get rid of us?
No. As long as we're together, we will never be alone, big one.
Oh, I love you too, little one.
Can we say that you hug him by putting him back inside?
Yes. I just open up and, like, engulf him and then shake back and forth and make him rattle around.
All right.
Oh, yeah, that's my scene.
Enough with the happy, sappy crap.
Sorry, red guy.
What are we going to do about this Madame Lestrada? I mean, maybe you'll still be together, but what if she sells you separately?
Well, I mean...
And let me put it this way, boys. You're missing two parts.
That's right.
She's probably just going to throw you out.
Hey. Don't talk about mediums like that.
Don't talk about the twins.
I'm sorry, I'm just saying.
I don't like to talk about that.
I know.
They're on their expedition. They might come back.
They'll come back, little one. They promise they'll come back.
Even if we do get sold, you've never played in any league outside the attic. Creepy kids with greasy little hands just spinning the bars, spinning, never stopping.
You spin a lot, too.
Sometimes they don't even play.
I love Mrs. Ketchum. She was never up here.
Except when she died.
Yeah.
There's a flashback to just a dead old lady in the middle of the floor with, like, eyes wide, mouth gaping, and just toys and objects just, like, standing on her.
Marionette, maybe you shouldn't have said hello.
And there's a
worst prank ever.
Cut back to now.
Yeah, that was weird. But we've got to do something about this. We've got to stop her.
No.
I don't know.
What do you think, little one?
I think we have to have toy meeting.
Marionette, summon the toy parliament.
Marionette, swing. No. Vuvuzela.
Yeah.
Vuvuzela, summon the toy parliament.
The marionette is the chair.
All right, so that, I think that'll be next scene.
No. There's a chair that's the chair.
The chair is the chair.
And the marionette is now presenting the chair of the Parliament of Objects. The chair.
There's like a big overstuffed chair with a.
The meeting is held on the chair.
With a tarp over him, and he throws the tarp over his the back of his seat back with his arms. Yes. I hereby call this meeting of the object of the Parliament of Objects to order.
A painting of a fat woman just says. Your lordship, I'm sure that you heard from under your tarp that we're
We're all in terrible, the most terrible danger.
Yes, yes, I declare that in light of recent events, we should skip over the old business and go directly to this new business.
Oh, okay. I would like to put a motion on the floor to reintroduce Ice Cream Sundaes.
I thought
everyone really enjoyed it. And everyone got along, and it was a really nice time for everyone.
Seconded.
Big one. Oh.
Motion carried.
Wait. Oh. We have
no... All right, good. Okay.
We have no...
Oh, no, we have to put it to a vote first. Yeah. I'm sorry. Motion proposed and seconded.
All
in favor?
Aye.
All opposed?
Nay.
Motion carried.
Hey, little one, we got Ice Cream Sundaes back.
We have no mouths. It's pointless and half.
It's about the socialness.
It's a waste of perfectly good food. I have my children in Russia.
Now then.
Well, there probably have plenty of ice cream.
It ended well for you.
Oh, yeah. I got Ice Cream Sundaes. All right. I'm going to give this guy to Little Meyer.
Thank you.
Who lives inside me.
All right. The chair says, now then, are there any motions relevant to our imminent destruction?
Yes.
The chair recognizes a little one, Oleg.
You see, this Madame, whatever, is it?
Lestrada.
Madame Lestrada. If she owns this house, we will all die.
That sounds bad.
We will get thrown away, escorted, destroyed.
Yeah, I think we've got that, Oleg. I think we've all... That's the problem. I think what the chair was trying to say is, do we have a solution?
What if...
Yeah. The Necronomicon.
Oh, yeah.
What if the Necronomicon? That's what I was good as knowing.
The book that cursed me in red.
Right, the Necronomicon. I've been hard at work looking for that thing. It's really nowhere to be found.
Oleg, you've been looking for that too, right?
I can say for a certainty that it is, it's kind of out of our reach. I think it's turned into a pipe dream, buddy.
Bookie speaks up. Ah, Necronomicon, huh?
Yeah.
I might know a thing or two about that. I've heard some rumblings in my book club.
Yeah?
It's a club of books.
What do you read?
What?
What do you read?
We don't read. Why would we read?
So just as a club for books?
Yeah.
Seems a little exclusionary.
Oh, like you red guys don't get together all the time and hang out. It's just a book time.
I mean, you never asked.
Well, could I come hang out with you guys?
Well, this is really, I mean, it's a big game.
Yeah, see, exactly. We go to the shelf and we hang out together. And anyway, I'll see what we can dig up. We might be able to find something. Us books, we know a lot of things. As they say, we're chock full of information.
Who says that?
People who read books.
Okay, so we'll look at that. Is this going to affect the game tomorrow that we're supposed to have? Because I still kind of think that, you know, it's a tradition.
Yeah, I want yellow to win.
Don't worry,
yellow!
Yellow will be playing tomorrow.
There's Price, a cheer through the parliament.
Well, if yellow's playing, then red's certainly playing.
There's an equally loud cheer through the parliament.
Right. So the chair says, yes, So, Bookie will use his book club to speak to the Necronomicon about...
Well, to find out about the Necronomicon.
To find out about the Necronomicon.
Yeah, not a problem.
Anyone care to second?
Seconded.
All in favor?
Aye.
Yay.
All opposed?
Wait, little one, which one should I do?
Yay.
Yay!
Motion carries. Damn it! I really wanted to stand up and have Price say that he was the yellow captain and he was going to talk to the yellow king. I'll keep that one in my pocket.
Yeah. Take all right, give your die away.
Yeah, I'll give it to you.
Why, thank you, kind sir.
It's
not gonna be good for three of us.
I think we should do a flashback to when Oleg and I found the Necronomicon the first time.
So do it.
Alright, so who were you in your human lives that you found the Necronomicon?
I think Fisher was like a nerdy scholar.
Okay.
Explorer.
And I hired Oleg to take me into some rooms because I wanted to study them.
So, Bryce, this is ruins.
I'm Fisher.
Fisher. This is the ruins.
Yeah. What's going on? Supposedly, the mad Arab who wrote the Necronomicon died here with the book in his hands. So, if we were going to find it, it would be here.
Yeah. Then find it, and let's go. My family's starving in Russia.
That comes up a lot.
Yes, I bring it up a lot.
We can't rush this, Oleg. This could be history in the making. I mean, this is real magic we're talking about.
I hate magic.
As soon as you say this is real magic we're talking about, you notice the torchlight casts the shadows of hooded figures coming down the corridor into the chamber where you are, and you hear voices chanting.
You're not alone.
Well, that's why you're here, Oleg. Get him.
No. I will not. Why you tell Oleg to do this? You tell Oleg to find ruins. I find you ruins.
You? I paid you to be my protector and my guide. Go get them.
No.
What, are you just going to stand here and let them kill us?
No. I walk away. I walk back. I go home to Russia.
You're not going anywhere. He takes out a gun and aims it at you.
He's right. You're not going anywhere.
Oh, yeah, okay, so we'll take out a gun.
The lead hooded figure, in a more ornate robe than the rest, you can see he has...
gold piping.
Yeah. He has a very thick tome that he opens.
That's the Necronomicon!
You would toy with forces... You don't understand. But you are just a mortal in the presence of gods. And these forces, they toy back. And then he throws back his head. He throws back his head and cackles. Like
what,
that.
What are you laughing about?
Oh, you'll see. You'll see. This is good. This is going to be really good.
Oh, I appreciate the irony there.
What irony?
All right, everybody ready for the chant.
Okay.
No, chanting is bad. Oleg, stop them.
And then they all start chanting in unison.
I'll try to stop them.
You've got a friend in me.
Try to smack the book out of your hand.
Like five scimitars just suddenly pointed at you.
I don't care.
I don't die, man.
Yeah. You do get stabbed, though.
So he smacks.
Can I say that my toy was like, it's kind of like has like.
So he goes to smack the book out of your hand, but he's cut down by scimitars before he could reach it.
I knew to save family.
And he's just like, he's reaching up, screaming, I need to save family, as he's just being hacked to bits by scimitars.
You know what? How about, yeah. You try to run away, and you get your arm sliced off.
Okay.
Purple smoke begins to erupt from every pore in your body, and it just like engulfs you.
And from your stump arms.
Yeah. The
stump leg.
The screen fills with smoke. And when it clears, are you already in the attic?
Yeah.
Or are you just on? Okay.
I think when it clears, you get hit in the head with a foosball.
Yeah. And
it's just a close up on your face, and you get hit in the head. You're like, oh, what? Where am I?
And then it pulls back. What the shit?
The guy next to you. Come on, we gotta turn together. And Meyer, you wake up, so I'm going, go yellow, and jumping, and you're shaking around inside.
Is the middle guy still there, so I'm not? I just...
Oh, yeah, well, you'd still be rattling a bit. Mm. Yeah, the twins are still there.
Twins.
I guess that ended badly for me.
You find yourself in a dark place, and you're just being shaken.
And you hear, go yellow!
So that ended badly for me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Quit it!
You got to get up.
Oh, sorry.
Someone with a good die.
Oh, that's gonna suck for somebody.
Yep.
Who gets the bad die? Who gets the bad die?
I don't want Big One to have a bad ending.
Thank you.
I guess I'll give it to Ryan.
You bastard.
Sorry.
No, you're not.
Enough.
Alright, Meyer, it's your scene.
In this scene, alright, so in this scene I'll establish, so this is the scene where I will talk to my old friend the Fisher to tell him to cast to I had to take a dive or something.
He has to throw the game.
Alright, so you come up to the locker room, the plastic cup, and it's rolling around. And you can see through it because it's a plastic cup, yeah. And you just see a little red foosball guy underneath a painted China doll.
Ooh,
yeah.
Ooh, what are you doing? You don't have sexual organs.
Oh, get out of here.
She runs out.
What?
Oh, man. Come on. What do I have to hang a sock on the door?
One, you have no arm, so you can't hang nothing. Two, you have nothing. You have no penis. She has no vagina.
That's not the point. It's still... kind of feels good. You know what? At least I look cool doing it. Okay?
You look like a stupid idiot growing out in a plastic cup.
You know, you just don't appreciate coolness, okay? Because you're from that frozen wasteland of a country, okay?
You do not insult Mother Russia.
Sounds like I just did.
I will end you.
Go ahead. End me. I'm made of plastic. You can't end me. I can't die. It's part of the curse. You and I both know that.
Yes, the curse. You cursed me, Oleg, to this existence.
Well, technically, the cultists cursed you. I just brought you to the place where you got cursed.
You did not force... If you listened to Oleg and left when we said... I said I'd leave, we would not be in this position. But no, you say attack, and then you point gun at Oleg, and then we get caught.
Well, you know what? Oops! I made a mistake! I'm sorry, I'm human. Well, I was human.
Listen to me, Price. Fisher. Listen to me very carefully, Fisher.
What?
You owe me. Very big.
Okay, maybe I owe you a little bit.
I owe money to a violin.
Vinny the violin? Why would you do that?
I was betting money to get information on Necronomicon because you were not finding Necronomicon.
I have been very hard at work looking.
You were roaring around in cups.
Well, right now, I mean, I wasn't looking right there. I can tell you for sure she definitely did not have an Necronomicon.
You never look for Necronomicon. You don't lie to her. You stop lying to her.
I want to be uncursed just as much as you.
You do not look like it. You having great time.
Well.
Eating it up every night as you play stupid foosball game.
Hey, foosball is not stupid.
Now listen to me. You throw a foosball game. Because I bet on yellow. I get money, I pay violin, and then we even.
Why would I do that?
Because it's a stupid, pathetic game that means nothing to you. If I don't get money for Vin, the violin, he killed me. He killed a big one.
Big one? Kind of like that guy. All right, I'll tell you what.
Yay.
If you can get me if you can get me a commercial deal.
What are you talking about?
If you can get me a commercial deal with the sporting equipment, and I mean like the lacrosse sticks, the jock straps. The real sporting equipment. If you can get me a
not the frisbee.
Not the frisbee. Not the golf balls. I'm talking about the real shit.
What about pogo stick?
Okay, pogo sticks are kind of cool. If you can get me a commercial deal with them, and I'll get to work with them, I'll throw the game.
Deal.
All right. Well, you better get to work. You've got until tomorrow.
Yeah. You better find another cut. Because now, not only both of us, it's all of the other toys, too, that can count on you.
Yeah. Well, I'll look into that.
Yeah.
Now,
because if you don't, none of this matters anyway.
All right. Now, if you'll excuse me, I am, going to go see where she went.
You know, she does that with all the other... She knows she does that with all the other foosball players.
So? I'm plastic. I can't get STDs.
Maybe. I hate magic.
As has been established.
And then he hops away.
All right. Give your die away, Mon.
I think now...
Yeah.
Yay! Harping on how much you hate magic... It needs to turn out that you're a descendant of Rasputin.
Yep. All right, I'm going to establish...
Biggie is my friend.
Yay. Should this be Bookie reporting back in?
Sure.
All right, so they summon, they
yeah, you,
they
we reconvene. Hear, we hear just as Red Guy is about to go pursue his China doll, you hear the Vuvuzela summoning everybody back.
Oh, little one, come on, it's time for Parliament.
Presenting the chairman of the Parliament of Objects, the chair!
Yes. I hereby call this meeting to order. Now then, old business. The chair recognizes Bookie the Book, who will report on the Necronomicon.
Oh, thanks there, Chair. So, I talked to some of my book buddies, and it seems like we know where this Necronomicon is.
And? There's a collective gasp. And then the chair goes, well, out with it.
Oh, right. It's actually next door.
You mean, like, at the Nelson house?
No, the other one.
Oh, the Bradbury house.
Yeah. Yeah, apparently they've got quite the library over there.
Wow.
I figured that would make it a little more interesting. We have to get across next door.
Price, I think this is going to be his moment to shine. He hops up and he goes, Mr. Chairman, I hereby volunteer myself.
I volunteer to be part of the expedition.
I volunteer as tribute.
I'll head the expedition. I'm in charge.
As I was saying before Red Guy interrupted, I hereby volunteer myself and the entire yellow team for, the red team is on.
The red team will do it. Red team.
I feel like every one of the red and yellow teams are like...
Yeah, or just... What's
no. Oleg will lead. Expedition.
Yes, Oleg will be joining the red team on the expedition.
No. Maybe he wants to join the yellow team.
I leave.
Look at him, he's Russian. Oleg is red team all the way.
All right, well, if you get a Matryoshka doll, then we should get a Matryoshka doll, too. Hey, big one.
Yeah?
Do you want to join the yellow team?
I've been waiting for this day all my life. Yes. I want to join the yellow team.
Yeah. Come on over here, buddy.
All right, well, my Matryoshka doll is a badass Russian adventurer. Your Matryoshka doll is...
huge!
Do not insult
me. I'm picturing. Big one gets on the table and just hopping up and down.
Little one! I'm on the yellow team! I'm on the yellow team!
Wait, but I'm on the red team.
We say that,
Wait, little one! Why don't you just come join yellow team with me?
You can't talk to him anymore. He's on the red team. He is your bitter rival now.
Wait, but that's yellow. That's little one. He lives inside me. How am I supposed to not talk to him? He tells me a story every night when we go to sleep.
Actually, yeah. Listen to me. Listen to me, big one. I know you're not a sportsman, so you don't know what competition's really like. They are across the field. They're the enemy.
Oh, boy. I don't think I knew what I was signing up for.
So it's a competition you're after, huh? What do you say? You put your money where your mouth is.
All right.
Whoever gets the Necronomicon gets home field advantage tomorrow. Whatever that means.
Yeah.
They just automatically start with the ball?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Automatically starts with the ball tomorrow.
There's just a gasp around the...
That's like a one of the yellow team guys goes, that's like a guaranteed win!
I know.
Well, fine. I'd say that we could do that because, you know... We're going to get the Necronomicon first, red guy. So, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I say that we're going to get the Necronomicon first, which isn't really important because even if we didn't, which we will, even if you had the ball first, we'd still win because we're the red team and you're the yellow team. But we are getting Necronomicon first.
Well, you just try it. Try it.
I will. I will. And I'll do it. I'll do it, too.
Your trash talk is astounding.
You're on my team. Let's go.
Come on, yellow team.
We're going right now?
Gotta get there before the red team.
Come on, Oleg. Ooh. Come on, red. Come on, red. I mean, he starts to hop away.
Yeah, I'm guessing all the other team members are just sort of like hesitantly hopping. Maybe some of them just sort of like drop away and...
I can't talk to you, little one. I'm on the yellow team and you're on the red team.
I want you to know this. The years I've been living inside you, you are like my family. I will always love you.
Does that mean I'm starving in Russia?
No.
Okay, good.
Because you cannot eat.
Oleg, come on!
Protect yourself. Stay safe.
You too, little one.
And Big One hops off following the yellow team. I'm going to give this black die to Ryan. For making me abandon my best friend.
All right. So everybody, I'm going to establish. Everybody starts hopping over toward. You know, they split up into their separate camps to formulate a plan. And this is where I'm going to bring in the Yellow King.
Okay.
All right. So Price starts hopping over toward one of the windows that's not on the right side of the house, facing the Bradburys.
Okay.
Wait a minute. Isn't the house on the other side?
Yes, big one. But we may need the help of a higher power on this one. The what's his face? Price looks up to a stack of cardboard boxes leading up to the window, and he says, "Along the sill, the cloud waves break. The twin suns sink beneath the rake. And there are two mobiles of solar systems hanging above a rake. The shadows lengthen in cardboard."
Big one just shivers. You can hear his top half and his bottom half like clinking together.
Price turns to Big One and he says,
"Did you get a die yet?"
No. This
nothing's happened yet.
This may get a little intense, Big One.
Oh boy.
"Your Majesty, it is I, your captain, come to petition you for aid." He throws his arms up to the cardboard.
He doesn't have arms.
Right, he throws his, you know.
He spins him in the air.
Yeah.
He just spins.
He just spins.
So what's the Yellow King? It's your...
Yes, all right.
I'll play him if you want.
Could it be an old Burger King crown?
No, it should be the fucking Burger King king.
Oh.
Because nothing's creepier than that.
Yeah,
from
one of the cardboard boxes.
From one of the cardboard boxes.
The flaps just, like, fly open.
And a head just pops up.
Yeah,
grinning.
"Don't succumb to madness, Big One."
"Oh, why is he smiling like that?"
"Because he's the Yellow King."
He just stares at you, Ryan.
Okay.
"Why is he the Yellow King?"
And he smiles.
He's not yellow.
"You call?"
Yes, Your Majesty. "I beseech you, we need aid to retrieve the Necronomicon from the Bradbury's library."
"That book. So, you wish to undertake a dangerous quest for a dangerous artifact, and you require the help of the Yellow King."
Wait, excuse me, why are you the Yellow King? You're not yellow.
"Why aren't you the Blue Prince?"
Good question.
Don't ask the king.
Big one just starts to ponder why he isn't the Blue Prince.
And then question. He turns his head back to you.
"And what do you offer the Yellow King in return?"
Oh, God, what do I offer him?
Sacrifice.
How much of a bastard do you want to be?
You gonna sacrifice Big One?
I could.
Oh. He already has the two middle ones. It'll help him complete his set.
Well, maybe you've been sacrificing that.
Okay.
Maybe,
I like that. I like
maybe
that.
A couple of times that you've won.
It's been because I made a deal with the Burger King King.
Two times before you've come to me, so you could gain a victory.
You still have two missing pieces of the set.
Yes, I have the twins, as I believe they are called, but I do so like a full set of Matryoshka dolls.
I brought you the Big One.
What?
Yes, I will take the Big One as payment. What do you require of me? What boon would you seek to find this Necronomicon?
I think this is ending well for Ryan.
It would be really great if I could just walk over there and get it. Maybe you could turn me into a human.
Very well. You shall be in the body of a human for 1 hour. Do not pass this deadline, or you will also be forfeit, and shall join Big One in my realm.
What am I doing?
I won't fail you, Your Majesty.
Good. All right. So here's the question: should the Yellow King take Big One now?
Or after.
And then have the Big One scenes...
be in the Yellow King's realm?
In cardboard.
In cardboard.
Like, and then he has to find the twins. That might be an interesting plot line.
Yeah. I like that.
Okay.
Very well. The deal is made. And he stares at you. And his mouth just... Instead of smiling, he starts to... There's a terrible frown in his face.
God.
And his mouth...
Now I'm picturing the Burger King King doing that.
It's just this, like, frowning scowl. And his mouth just drops open. And lowers to the ground.
And I can see the black stars burning.
Right.
And you feel a compulsion, and Big One feels a compulsion to walk forward as the stars mesmerize him. They're so beautiful.
He just slowly hops forward into the Burger King.
They're so beautiful.
And he just slowly hops into Cardboarda. And the mouth closes behind him.
Not my friend.
And when it closes, he's back to the big smile.
As the Yellow King, the Burger King, are you just transforming Price into a human, or are you going to put him in someone else's body?
I think he should get transformed into a human.
Okay. So all of a sudden there's just a wisp of yellow smoke and Price screams, and it billows up and out.
The soccer player.
Yeah, when the smoke clears, he is just like a full-sized person in a soccer jersey.
The yellow.
Yeah.
But you have no idea how to use any of your limbs.
No. Well, no, he knows how to use his legs.
I'm just sort of like stumbling. Whoa.
Your legs are under his body.
No, because he has two legs now.
That's true.
Yeah.
What? I try to hop and fall over. Oh, this is half an hour. Okay, I can do this. I can do this. Thank you, Your Majesty.
What's my hand doing?
What the hell are these things?
What is this?
And you're naked.
No, we said he's wearing a jersey.
Yeah, I'm wearing
the jersey.
Your Majesty, my mind can't cope with this.
Well, do you? Oh no, I'm thinking he can't hear the toys anymore.
Oh, that, okay. I like it.
You just look over,
Your Majesty, and it's just
smiling.
Just, yeah. Oh my. Okay. I can do this. Price,
This did not end well.
No.
I was right the first time.
Yeah, you were.
Price,
I'm sorry for doubting you.
makes several abortive attempts to stand and walk, and ends up just, like, crawling along the floor.
How's he using his arm?
Not well.
Yeah, no, he's just sort of flailing, like...
You come to the stairs. Oh, God.
Oh.
What are those? And that's this. I think that you just standing pensively at the top of the stairs,
looking down.
All right, yeah, that did not end well for Ryan.
All right, I'm gonna give that die away to Ed.
All right, so we're rolling for tilts.
No, it's the too high. Oh wait, oh yeah.
No, we roll. I'm saying. Oh boy, three whites.
Four, I beat you.
I do that.
Five black.
One white.
Anyone?
So Meyer and Ed.
Okay. I like where this one is going so far.
Yeah.
I'm sorry about bastardizing Casilda's song there.
What does Piggy look like?
Probably similar to Little One, but bigger.
Oh.
So you guys roll the remaining dice.
He looks happier than the one.
Yeah.
There you go.
I am gonna say 3 innocents.
No, you have to roll first, Ed.
No.
Yeah, four
Jesus
black.
Jesus Christ! How big of a fucking idiot are you?
I never do the tilt. I always have bad dice.
Okay. Wow, you rolled 3 sixes. Alright, 6. Alright, you have. There are a lot of threes. So there's 2, 3.
Four.
So I'm gonna do 3 innocents.
Okay.
Innocence. I'm not that innocent.
Okay.
Bup. Yeah.
Boom. Boom.
Yeah.
I think I did it again. Why did that happen?
You know.
Really? After the conversation we had earlier, you're wondering why we're singing Britney Spears?
I don't know. I'm more surprised by the Britney Spears than the,
That's true. Than our talks of ejaculate.
Yeah. Our ejaculation calculation.
Think I do it again.
Played with your heart. Got lost in the game. Oh, baby.
Oops.
I think I'm in love.
I'm sent from above.
I'm not that innocent. Were those the right words?
I think so.
That's unfortunate.
Well, that's out of generation.
Oh, man. Remember how hot she was?
Yeah.
She was like the go-to, like what you would be like, what would you do if like she was just, like you were banging this girl and she was hot as
there was like Lindsay Lohan for a
right.
while. God dang.
Megan Fox.
Well, I still go for Megan Fox.
Jessica Alba.
Yeah, I still go with Jessica Alba too though.
Well, yes, but I feel like they're probably. Yeah, I would say Megan. I would say it was Jessica Alba and then Megan Fox.
Yeah. I say Lindsay Lohan and then Megan Fox.
Yeah.
Finish picking the tilt.
I said 4 guilt.
Guilt.
4 guilt. Guilt.
I'm gonna go with. What do we have?
2, 3, 6.
2, 3, 6. I think I'm going to go with 2. A neighbor wanders into the situation for innocence.
Okay.
And I'll say... What was that? 2, he said? So I have 3 and 6.
2, 3... No. Oh, yeah. Ed used the 2.
3
so
and
3
six.
And 6.
So 3 is somebody develops a conscience. 6 is a showdown.
Isn't it? No, it's not wild.
Yeah, no, not for the tilt.
Innocent.
How about, I'm going to say 4, showdown.
Ooh.
I mean, 6 is a showdown, doesn't matter, but doesn't.
And that's under guilt?
Yeah. A showdown.
That's okay.
Guilt?
Yeah.
I believe
in a showdown.
All right. So our tilt elements are innocence.
No, I'm just kidding. It's not really a showdown.
Innocence, a neighbor wanders into the situation, and guilt, a showdown.
All right.
And we have other characters. We have Madame Lestrada, Judy the real estate agent, the Nelsons, and the Bradburys.
All right, so it's my...
Yeah.
All right. And this is when we keep the dice, right?
Yes.
Yeah, now we start keeping them.
All right, so I think this should be a scene. All right, so I think Fisher is going to... this is the beginning of the expedition. So Fisher and Oleg are leading the red team, and they're going to try to get across to...
to the Bradbury house.
Okay. So we could, should we say, like, there's a clothesline that goes across, yeah. or... Right.
Listen to me, Oleg.
What?
This expedition, I'm in charge, and you are going to... you are going to find the Necronomicon first. If you want me to throw that game tomorrow, the deal is... This is the new deal. I want that commercial deal and... To find the Necronomicon first, or you can kiss your sorry ass goodbye. All right, then. Have fun with Vinny the Violin.
You do not give me more. You say this thing. You say one thing. You do not give me another thing.
All right, then. Have fun with Vinny the Violin. Come on, red guys. Let's leave this loser behind.
All right. When I find that Necronomicon... free myself of curse. I will just forget to take off curse of you and leave that you leave.
I don't really want the curse off anyway. I'm holding all the cards, buddy.
Then when I become human, I will pluck you off of that foosball table, put you in pocket, and you will never play foosball again. Instead, you will come with me to Russia, or I will just put you in the snow. You can freeze.
Too bad I'm not worried, because I'm going to find the Necronomicon first. And then, you're never going to be human, buddy.
Who? Red team, who do you want to follow? This guy who doesn't know anything about tracking or adventures or anything? Or me, Oleg, who has spent my whole life doing this?
I don't know. Oleg sounds pretty good.
Yeah, Oleg definitely sounds guys, pretty inspiring.
Red team spirit. Come on.
Oh, he's got a point. He is red team guy.
Yeah, he's our team lead.
This is the one who led me into the curse to make me a toy.
It doesn't matter about curses or who's a good guy and who's a bad guy. I'm the red team. We're red.
He's got a good point.
I mean, you can't change that. You're red. You may not like it, but you're red.
Paint me red and I'm the same thing.
Yeah, then you'd just be painted red. You're a Matryoshka doll. You don't even play foosball.
Alright, I don't know which way we should pick, so I have...
Well, if it ends well for Ed...
That's what I'm saying. That's so shitty Ed, for him. Pick a hand. Alright, it ends well for Ed.
I'm actually okay with it being the other way. I think that would be funny.
Oh, alright, so give it back. Alright.
You know what, I mean, like... I know that you're our team captain and everything, but... Oleg here, he's solid wood. That's more dense.
That's pretty good.
If he was playing with us, you can imagine how far he could hit the ball.
Oh, man, it would go like all the way across the field in one hit. But
the bar's not going to fit through him. Look, we have these holes. He doesn't have a hole.
Well, I mean, we can make it work. What if we just, like, put him in front of the goal? You just sit there.
He could be the goalie.
Perfect.
Nothing would ever get through.
And then we can take turns of position.
Well, wait, what?
You would take turns of position.
You would let us switch?
Well, that's absurd.
So I could be front bar?
We wouldn't have to be back bar anymore?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, I'm with Oleg.
Oh, yeah, Oleg all the way.
Guys!
Oleg! 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 Oleg!
Fine. I'll find the Necronomicon without all of you. And then I'll burn it. And then you'll all be screwed.
If you burn it, then everyone will be screwed.
Yeah.
Even you.
That's fine with me. Because
you are a stupid man.
Yeah, he is pretty stupid.
I don't know.
I've always thought that.
Good luck with Necronomicon. Let's go, boys.
All right, so we hop out the window onto the clothesline. Are we going into your scene then?
I don't know.
Do you want to establish something else, or you just? We got Ed's.
Sure.
All right. So we get over to the edge of the windowsill, and one of the back bar red guys looks down. I feel like the only people who came with you were the back bar guys.
Yeah. No, maybe the mid bar guys.
Some of the mid bar guys are there. Yeah. All right, so they all get to the edge, and they're like, "Whoa, jeez, Oleg, it looks really windy out there. There's like underwear and socks on the clothesline that's just like whipping around."
Well, you have whore. You can just clamp onto a string and sidle from there.
Man.
That's true. I never thought of that.
Man, Oleg is so smart.
How are you going to get across, Oleg?
Just watch me.
Oh, he's solid wood. He's the
I have excellent balance.
years of being forced to survive. Big one is jumping around.
All right.
Ole gracefully, in a manner that would bring a tear to your eye,
hops across the clothesline. Yeah.
In almost a Russian ballet. And after he's done, the camera goes back to the red guys, and they're just staring at him slack jawed.
That was amazing.
I've never seen anything so beautiful in my entire life. Actually, I think the entire shot should just be of the foosball guys watching.
Whoa! Oh, he's gonna fall! Whoa!
That was the most amazing thing I've ever seen in my entire life.
I've never seen anyone foosball like that before.
Guys, I don't really have a sexual orientation, but I would totally go for Oleg.
Oh, me too.
Yeah, yeah.
Are you coming or not?
Yeah, we're coming, buddy.
Oh, yeah.
I'm gonna come like Niagara Falls.
I'm gonna come as much as Niagara.
And then they link onto the clothesline and slide.
Holy crap, number five. Stop being so creepy.
Sorry. We don't even have genitals.
Sorry.
He is pretty hot, though.
Yeah, I know.
It's a painted on beard.
That's true.
Fisher, we're gonna need to borrow the cup.
Fisher's not there.
Oh
yeah.
Oh, he left them behind. He's going another way.
I'm being random red guy.
Okay. All right. So in that case, we're gonna have to borrow the cup from Fisher.
Yeah.
All right, and we start sliding across the clothesline on our.
All right. So, is there more to the scene, or are we gonna switch there?
I don't care. That sounds like a good play.
All right.
What do you guys think?
I think that's a good push.
Okay. So, let's now go to Cardboardia.
Cardboarda.
All right, so I guess I'll just establish. Big One steps through, and the portal behind him closes, and the spell that was drawing him in is broken. And he looks around and goes, wait a minute, where am I? Is this the Bradbury's house? This doesn't look like our attic. And he just starts walking.
There are just shapes in the distance, blurry shapes that melt into each other. And
I figure he's kind of like too dumb to be scared.
Yeah.
A new color. A color that you've never seen before.
Yeah.
I've never seen that color before.
Just floating.
Ooh, wow. Oh, this is an interesting place. I wonder how I get out of here. And he starts walking around cardboard.
you just see a small impish creature who's he's got gray mottled skin and wispy white hair, and he's just eating a person. He's just like hunched over a human body, just like eating him, and he looks at you.
Hi.
Oh, hi. I'm Big One. What's your name? Oh.
The person looks up. Don't try to say it. It'll just hurt.
Oh. Okay. Well, what's your name then?
I'd love to talk to you, but I'm kind of busy being eaten.
Oh, right. Oh, okay. Do you know where I am?
Yeah, you're in the Yellow King's realm.
Oh, why is he called the Yellow King? He wasn't really yellow.
Yeah, I don't really know. It's Cardboarda.
Oh, okay. How do I get back to the attic from here?
Get back? I don't think that's going to happen, buddy.
Oh, but I have to get back. Where's Little One going to sleep?
I don't know. And, listen, Are you, like, related to those other guys that kind of looked like you?
What do you mean?
You know, we're the Russian dolls, the bouncy ones. Hey, 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 hey! Go easy on the spleen!
The twins?
Yeah, yeah, that's what they call themselves.
The twins is here?
Yeah, that's what I just said.
Where are they?
They're over by that floating upside-down mountain. You know, the one that's screaming?
Oh. I'm gonna go get him.
As you walk, as Big One hops through the, you know, ephemeral non-space of the realm, you just hear the crescendoing scream of the screaming upside-down mountain.
Oh, I wonder why he's so upset.
You know what? The two twins that you're looking for are suspended from a cage dangling from the peak of the upside down mountain.
Oh, hey, hey, medium one, middle one, it's me, it's Big One.
Big One, help us!
No, it's just another illusion. Don't believe it.
What? No, it's me. I'm Big One.
His voice sounds so... I want to believe it's Big One, but...
What do we have to lose?
If I wasn't Big One, could I do this?
And he just opens himself up for a second and then closes back up.
It's Big One!
It's Big One! Wait, where's Oleg?
Oh, he's still in the attic. He's with the red team. I'm not allowed to talk to him anymore.
The red team? I love the red team.
What?
Yeah, those guys are awesome.
They're fantastic. No way.
Yellow team's where it's at. If you guys are on, if you guys like red team, I don't think I'm allowed to talk to you.
Oh, but that's why we're here, don't you see, Big One?
No.
The captain of the yellow team, Price, he sacrificed us to the Burger King.
Right, but I'm on the yellow team.
That's what he told us too.
So you guys are on the yellow team.
Yes.
That means I can talk to you.
That's fine.
Oh, good. I missed you guys.
We've been here so long we decided to switch sides.
Oh, but you're really on the yellow team, right?
Yes, yes, we're really on the yellow team now.
Oh, okay, that's good. Because then yellow guy wouldn't let me talk to you.
Now, you have to listen to me very carefully because...
Well, it's a little hard to hear you with the mountain screaming. Wait. Excuse me. Could you just maybe keep it down for a second? I'm trying to talk to my friends.
Oh, sorry.
Thank you.
Don't mention it.
Wait. Are you saying that all we had to do was ask?
Well, you never asked him to stop?
No.
Mm-hmm. The other middle one just bursts into tears.
No offense, guys, but that sounds pretty dumb.
You think of everything, Big One.
Wait. Mountain!
Yes!
Could you let him out of that cage?
I'm really not supposed to, but I guess so!
Thank you.
The cage swings open.
Hey, Mountain. Is there anything I could do to help you stop screaming? Or do you just do it because you like it?
No, it's kind of my thing.
Oh, okay. You do it really well.
Thank you. I've been practicing for thousands of years.
I could tell. Your voice really carries.
And then the mountain resumes his screaming.
As the twins drop to the ground, and they're just lying on their backs.
Rolling gently back and forth.
One of the twins just... I need a little help. I can't.
Okay. Yeah. Big one just like engulfs them both. Big one opens up and they all just hop back inside.
Oh, man. It feels good to have you guys back in there. I mean, I like Little One, but I just always felt so empty inside. Literally.
Now let's go get out of here and find Oleg.
All right. How do we do that?
You're going to have to confront the Burger King.
Who's that?
The Yellow King.
Do you guys know why he's called the Yellow King? He's not yellow.
Yeah, I think he's just a crazy asshole.
Yeah, he's just creepy as hell.
Yeah, he was pretty creepy. Okay. Just sets off in some direction.
All right. I'm going to say that I'll establish.
Ooh.
No. I'm going to be a dick and resolve.
Oh.
Whoa, Nelly. Why are you a dick for resolving?
I'm taking a black die so that it ends well for me.
I don't care. I don't want a black
die. No, it ends poorly for you.
So the story. So the story
will hopefully end.
Yeah, but there's still two black and two white. Yeah. Still okay.
I'm just tipping the results a little bit in my favor. So a scene that ends badly for me.
You don't make it down the stairs. Or you do, but not well.
Or, you know what? Even though I'm resolving, can I make a suggestion?
No.
Okay.
Yes.
I think the scene should start with you being like...
trying to get down the stairs.
How hard can this be?
Humans do it all the time. All
right.
And then you just tumble down the stairs, ass over tea kettle.
Yep. Okay. What I was going to say was maybe Julie and Madame Lestrade are still in the house.
Uh-huh.
And I'm just, you know, a guy in a soccer uniform. Like, they don't know who the hell I am. So I'm an intruder.
Or maybe they probably left. Well, maybe they could both still be there.
They're probably gone.
Yeah. Maybe Julie is showing somebody else that maybe Julie's still there.
Oh yeah, maybe it's like an open house.
She's
yeah.
the real realtor. All right, so yeah.
So she's on her way. Maybe she's not there yet. So you land at the bottom of the stairs. And, ow!
Yeah.
And you pull yourself, warily to your feet, and start to noodly walk along the wall, the door.
I'm picturing Bryce just, like, pawing at the walls. If there's anything on the walls, picture frames, knocking them down.
So you're on the second floor. And you're just about to turn to the the second floor landing, and you hear a key in the front door, and you see the doorknob turning.
You know what? Bryce, being that he is a toy, instinctually freezes
and falls over.
arms out straight,
and falls like face plants on the floor, the second floor. Causing a very loud clatter.
I like it.
Oh! And as the door opens. And this is the... Oh!
And Bryce is just sitting there with his arms straight out.
Well, what in heaven's name was...
Oh! Was there someone else looking at the house?
I didn't think... Sir, are you...
Shh! The humans will hear you! I mean, hi.
Humans
yes.
will hear you. I am a normal human.
I am a normal human.
Did you have an appointment, sir?
An how appointment? Yes, I had one.
How did you get into the house? It's locked.
Oh, I've been here my whole life.
I see.
I live in the attic.
Are we just renting the bottom?
No. I'm very, very sorry about this, but perhaps you should step outside and call the authorities.
Oh. I don't believe in cell phones.
Oh, my.
Believe in what?
Cell phones. It gives cancer.
Oh.
Yes, I have a pager, but that's it.
Sir, I excuse mine. I'm gonna have
how
to
I get
ask
cancer?
You to. Oh, Jesus! Then do you want to deal with him?
So, are you looking to purchase the house?
The house. Yes, I. I am looking to become the owner of the whole entire house, Bryce says, as he's, like, clawing his way up the wall.
You see Julie holding one of those strange devices to her ear that Mrs. Ketchum used to talk on sometimes.
So how'd you get into this house?
Well, as I said, I've been here most of my life. Mrs. Ketchum's husband, Mortimer, carried me in. It was a Christmas morning, actually.
She hangs up the phone. Oh, you are Mrs. Ketchum's nephew, Elias.
Yes, I'm Elias. That's me. Good old Elias.
I didn't realize. I'm so sorry. I didn't realize that you would be joining us from Canada. He's Canadian.
Oh, well, that explains it.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I know all about that.
Yes. I don't know if you know this, Elias, but the house is being sold. Mrs. Ketchum's estate is selling the house. If you're interested in buying, of course we'd put you at the top of the list. But
and if I say I'm interested, you won't sell the house to anyone else.
If you sign the papers and put in the money, yes, of course.
Oh, yes, then by all means, I'm interested. Excuse me, though, I just have to pop over to the neighbor's house for a minute,
And you topple over the railing. And fall down onto the first floor.
Like you did.
Ow! Oh my god!
Oh, are you alright?
Oh, it's alright. Just get some crazy glue.
I think his leg is broken.
Oh my, it's...
No, I'll be fine. Just get the crazy glue.
That won't work. I've tried.
I think let me help you up at least. Don't put any pressure on your leg.
I just need to.
What is this sensation?
You can hear the bones like audibly shifting in his shins.
Yes, that's definitely broken. I think let's put you in the chair.
The chair is here.
Yes, right there.
Oh yes.
Why don't you sit down? And then it'll. Price goes through the very bizarre task of trying to
bending.
He just sits in the chair like with his back and legs perfectly straight, so that
he tries to sit in a chair like I do. You're in the chair Olympics.
Yep.
Oh, are you sure that's comfortable?
Oh yes, I'm fine.
Right.
Yes.
We should. I could bring my car around front and we could go to the hospital.
The hospital? Oh, no, I only have... I glance up and there's a clock and we can see that half an hour has passed since I made the deal. I only have half an hour to get back to Canada.
I don't think you're going to be able to make it.
I just have to pop over. He like laboriously stands, and you just hear again the bones shifting. So we'll say he grabs onto a hat rack and is just sort of using it as a cane to. I just have to. He's gritting his teeth against the pain. Pop over to the neighbor's house.
Oh my god! Are you all right?
Yes. Could you get the door, please?
Yes, of course. Julie opens the door.
Why would you?
Why are you letting this man leave?
I'm not sure I want him here.
But we need to bring him to the hospital.
I'm sure he'll be fine.
He will not be fine. You look at his leg.
Well, he already said he's going back to Canada.
That's true. Canada has free health.
Exactly.
You see Price in the front yard through the window. Canada!
I'm terribly sorry about all this. You know, their ways are just so different from ours.
I understand. So you said there are south-facing windows?
Yes.
Did Ryan already get a bad die?
Yes, yeah. I did. Good. I resolved that scene.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
That was amazing. Ryan. If this were like a campaign, I would nominate you for physically role playing as a toy, like bringing in the physicality of a toy to a human. It was brilliant.
You're up, Ed.
All right. I do not want this to end well for Fisher.
You took a good die.
Wait, you don't want it to end well for Fisher, so you took a good die?
The end.
You make no sense, my friend.
One of us is not good at Alex.
So how is Fisher going to try to get across by himself? Because he has to get to the house.
I feel like maybe he should ask for help from Vinny the Violin. Because we haven't ever brought him into it yet. Just
his goons.
The Jack in the Box and the Egg Beater.
All right.
So Vinny the Violin.
All right. So Fisher hops up to Vinny the Violin's violin case, and Jack and Egg Beater are.
Hey, look who it is! In front of it.
You're the Egg Beater.
Hi, Beatty and Jack.
What are you doing here?
I was hoping to talk to Vinny. I got myself in a little bit of a situation.
You need to borrow some money like your friend?
Not exactly. I was hoping for a little bit more physical help. It could be a big score, really, and it's for the good of the attic, you know. You know that whole thing with the lady who wants to throw us all out.
Yeah, we might have heard something about that.
In the background, he's like,
I mean, think about playing.
I mean, you think Vinny runs the attic now? Imagine if Vinny saved the attic.
Oh, you're asking us to do a lot more thinking than Mr. Violin appreciates.
Oh, let me talk to Vinny then. I think Vinny, Mr. Violin.
That's better.
Would really let me talk to him. I think he could get on board.
I don't know. Why don't we find out if the boss even wants to see you?
By all means, I'm right here.
You, Jack. Pops further out of his box and waggles back and forth and knocks his head against the violin case, and the violin music just stops.
Hey, Mr. Violin, there's someone who would like a word with you.
Who isn't?
It's, Red Guy.
Let him through. The clips of the violin case pop open and it swings open to reveal Vinny the Violin reclining in his velvet-lined case.
Maestro, you're looking polished and tight.
Thank you, Red Guy. You are looking very well yourself.
Have you been recently tuned? You sound heavenly.
As a matter of fact, I have. Tell me, why have you come to my case?
Well, as you may know, your musicalness.
Musicalness.
The attic itself is threatened by Madame Lestrada, that harpy who wishes to throw us all in the garbage or donate us or whatever those humans like to do.
Yes. A fine instrument such as myself would surely end up in the hands of someone who does not know how to appreciate them.
Well, no, exactly. That's so true, boss.
So, obviously, something needs to be done, and it seems like the best course of action is to find this Necronomicon, which we happen to have located. Now, of course, there are several expeditions out to find the Necronomicon right now, but I thought, well, the most powerful man, the most powerful thing in the attic. Well, couldn't he stand to get a little bit more power?
I like the way you think, Red Guy.
I mean,
if you were the one who saved the attic. I mean, I imagine
the toys and objects would be in my debt for a good number of years.
Oh, they'd worship you, boss.
Yes, yes, I like this. Jack, I know just the thing. Jack, get the rubber band gun.
Ooh, with pleasure, boss. And he hops away.
He comes back with a big DIY rubber band gun.
Yep.
Yeah, that I think would get me across, and perhaps one of your stout guards could join me, you know, because I did venture. I am trying to do this alone, and
I don't know, boss.
Jack is too big to be propelled by such a device, but Beaters, if you want to go along,
me, boss,
there's a chance.
I can beat whole bunch of stuff over there. I had never beat before.
Yeah, the Bradberries. The Bradberries have all sorts of unbeaten stuff just waiting to be beat.
I can beat.
Looks like Beaters is looking forward to it, boss.
Beaters does a spinning round.
Yeah.
So, let's go. Let's do this then.
So, Jack sets the rubber band gun down by the open window, and they strap you into it, like.
And just remember. Beaters is going to be keeping an eye on you.
Yeah, gonna beat you. Beat you, gonna beat you.
He does love beating. Dung.
Bon voyage, red guy.
and they just launch you, and you go whoosh, flying across the yard in between the two houses, right into the open window in the Bradbury's library.
All right.
And then a second later, you land on the carpet and, like, slide. And then you hear, beep!
Hi, Beaters.
I'm a beast.
All right.
Beast stuff. What can you be?
Well, where could that book be?
Maybe the book.
And
the book.
That's where we'll end the scene.
All right.
Yeah, right.
From Wire.
Alright, let's see. I'll have to weigh my options here. You can establish.
Or resolve.
Or resolve. If I resolve, it's 2 black die, 1 white die. I have only 2 white die. If I take a black tag, I'm kind of fucked.
And then get you to end well for Oleg. I like Oleg.
Alright.
So you're gonna resolve?
I've got 3 white dice, so I should be theoretically okay.
All right. So I will take. I will resolve and take a white die.
All right. So I guess he's gonna get to the book first, but not necessarily get it out of the house first.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking you dance across. You know, Oleg dances across the clothesline, followed by half of the red team. And then you guys end in the bathroom. That's where the clothesline would be.
Okay. Yeah.
Which is right next door to the library. So luckily, the Bradberries are out. So the little Matryoshka doll and like a half dozen little foosball guys are just looking around the house. And you go into the library and you know what the Necronomicon looks like.
All right, boys. We're looking for a book.
Well, book. We know we're looking for a book.
Bound in human flesh.
Huh.
Golden thing.
That's interesting.
Seal around it.
You don't see many books bound in human flesh.
No, well, I mean, I don't think so anyway. I haven't seen many books.
Arabian text.
I don't know what that is.
Weird looking text.
I don't know.
You don't know Arabian.
So
no, I live in an attic on a foosball table.
So
I don't get out much.
A book, kind of brownish, pinkish, like a human. Ooh, that one. He doesn't have arms, so the red guy like gestures up with his head and
yeah, yeah, is it that one?
That is. Where's Waldo? That is where's Waldo?
That's he's where's Waldo?
Oh, is it that one?
No. And he's also where's Waldo?
Oh.
Is it that white furry thing purring in the corner?
That is a cat.
No.
What's that? What's a cat?
That it white is, furry thing purring in the corner, apparently.
It's a furry animal.
Can we, like, ask it where the book is?
It doesn't speak English.
I'll go try.
Do not.
The foolish red guy, we'll call him number eight.
Number eight.
Hops over toward the cat. Hey! Hey, cat! Can you get that book down for us? And the cat just reaches...
Just reaches a paw up and swats.
He goes flying across the room, bounces off the wall, and lands in the trash can.
Eight!
You knock down the trash can. Get him out of here.
Right. Seven and nine. So 7 and 9 go running over to the trash can and start like bouncing against it, trying to knock it down.
Wait, hold on. 6. So 8. That was 8. So 6 and 9 bounce over to the trash can, and as he's bouncing over, the cat has a name tag that says 7. The cat just grabs 9 in his mouth and runs away with him.
7, 8, 9.
Go save him. I will get the book.
Six and seven stay with eight, trying to knock the garbage pail down. All the other little red guys go chasing after the cat.
And you spot the Necronomicon on a high shelf.
Boys, Tower of Pisa.
You just sent them all away.
Oh, okay.
So you said I'll get the book.
Yeah,
I'll
get book. All right. It's like on the top shelf.
I feel like this is where you bust out like the toothpick grappling hook. Yeah, and
you get like a paper clip and a string and throw it up there
somehow.
Yeah, well.
Well, the objects just sort of float. And we don't explain it.
I'm thinking at this. So you're climbing up the rope that you've made, and it's at this moment that you hear behind you. Ah! And then a second later, yeah. And you turn and you see Fisher and Beater.
I climb up the look faster, and I get up to the top and I knock. Well, no, I pull up
the rope.
Rope.
Hey, he's got the book.
Oh, I've got to beat him.
How can you beat me when I am up here and you are down there?
He just starts like jumping against the bookshelf ineffectually.
I'll beat it down.
It can't be beaten. We lost.
No, we didn't lose. We just got to put our heads together. We'll find a way to beat.
Okay. He hits you with.
He gets thrown off, and Beater has to chase after him, and they're distracted long enough for you to hop down and make your way down. Yeah. Downstairs.
I guess out the window. I guess.
No, I have the following men.
Oh yeah.
I think we should leave it up in the air and because I'm still
You hop down the bookshelf and head off
to find my men.
Yep.
And that'll be the end of the scene.
All right. So it's my scene. It ends poorly for me. Whatever it is. So, big one is, I guess, wandering through the cardboarda.
Cardboarda.
You just see a giant winged lizard fly down. It vomits out a smaller winged green lizard, who then proceeds to eat the large green lizard, and then it flies away.
Oh, wow. Hey, that's kind of like us.
Yeah. But terrible.
Yeah.
Nothing is good in this place, big one.
I'm starting to get that feeling.
Well, we're here. The Yellow King's
temple.
big one looks around. It's just a Burger King. Yeah.
I still don't get the yellow part.
I don't know, maybe mustard. Dude puts mustard on his burgers.
Whoa, who does that?
Actually, outside of the New York area, people put various different condiments on their burgers.
Oh, no. It seems kind of fishy.
Don't ask me. I was born in New York and raised in New York.
Does that mean I was born in New York?
Yeah.
I thought we were Russian.
Well, I mean, we're modeled on Russian toys, but we're made in New York.
Oh. I didn't know that. I always thought I was from Russia.
No, you don't have an accent.
Oh, yeah.
None of us do, except for Oleg, because he used to be human.
Right. Little one does talk funny. All right, let's go.
He just walks in. There's a sliding door.
Yeah, as you walk into the Burger King, the doors slide open, and you see rows upon rows of Happy Meal toys, just fawning in adoration.
No. I'm thinking there's McDonald's toys strung up along the walls.
Yes. Okay.
And the Burger King toys are like worshiping.
They have Ronald McDonald heads just on pipes.
And like the Hamburglar.
Yeah.
Yeah, all the other Wendy's. There's a dead Jack in the Box, like limping off to in the corner.
The Chihuahua, the Taco Bell Chihuahua,
and the Burger King is just sitting there on a giant golden throne with his arms crossed,
grinning
his terrifying grin.
In-N-Out Burger,
you know, the Checkers.
Hello, Mr. Yellow King.
Coles Jr.
My newest arrival. How good of you to pay homage to the Yellow King.
Oh, thank you.
And I see you have found your twins.
Yep, they were on the Screaming Mountain.
Oh, the Screaming Mountain.
He's really good at that.
He is, isn't he?
He's got really good pitch.
I believe he went to Juilliard.
I don't know what that is. Is that across the street?
No.
Oh.
So, can I do for you?
I need to go back to the attic now. I have to get back before tonight, so little one has a place to sleep.
I'm afraid that you belong to me for all eternity.
What?
You belong to me for all eternity. Your yellow friend made a deal.
Who, yellow guy?
Yes.
What did he do?
It's between him and I, but I provided him a service, and he provided me with you and your twins.
So, Big One starts talking inside of himself.
Guys, is this what happened to you?
Yes, we told you this.
Duh.
That's what you meant when you said you didn't like the yellow team. They sold us to this guy.
Yes.
Oh. I'm sorry, Mr. King, but I don't like that.
That means yellow team betrayed you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wait a minute. Yellow team betrayed me?
I'm afraid so.
My whole life is a lie.
Yes, your whole life is a lie, and now you're in a hellish domain. Would you like a hamburger?
Okay. Wait. Does it have mustard on it?
Yes.
No!
That's the end of the scene. That's my bad ending.
Yeah. There you go.
I am the Yellow King, after all.
He gets his evil, like, fire in his eyes, and his grin just widens.
Oh, God. Yes!
No!
Oh, no.
And him and all of his toys just start maniacally laughing. Yeah.
Yo quiero Taco Bell.
I'm picturing, like, all those other toys just strung up.
Yeah.
It's so terrifying. funny sort of way.
All right, so this is wild, so it can be either good or bad.
Yep.
All right, so just as Oleg puts his maybe imaginary hands on the book, and Beater and Fisher.
I'm thinking. Oleg hops to the ground
and he's
making his way out of the room. Beater and Fisher are like entangled in each other, and then the door just flies.
You hear a crash.
Yeah, you hear a crash and a scream and a moan, and then the door just flies open, and Price is standing there with a very, very broken leg,
just dragging it behind him.
The bone
is like sticking out.
You're just leaving a trail of blood and...
Blood.
Yeah.
Blood and tears.
I've never seen this much toy blood before.
I didn't know toys could bleed this much.
From upstairs you hear, "Get off of me, Beater!"
Oh, you can't hear toys anymore.
Oh, yeah.
You hear... you hear the sound of a foosball guy getting clunked around inside of an egg beater. It's a very distinctive sound.
I can still do this. And he starts crawling his way up the stairs.
Oleg comes running out onto the landing, and you look, and like three quarters of the way up the stairs, you see a human guy in a yellow jersey.
Like, you son of a bitch.
Price sees the little Matryoshka doll and points. You thought you had me, Oleg, but I'm a human now, and I'm super powerful, and you have no idea how much this hurts.
from behind, as Oleg, as you're. I think we should end it on a.
No. How about this? As he's crawling up the stairs, the clock strikes. The clock.
I'm thinking. But we should end it with a big free for all.
Well, this is what I'm thinking. So, Oleg is like, ha ha ha, and he turns around and goes to hop away with the book, and all of a sudden he just hears from behind him. And then riding on Beatty is Fisher, who just starts beating Oleg. Oleg goes flying up into the air.
The book ricochets
off the wall, and at the same time, Oleg, Fisher, and Price.
Yeah.
Dive towards the book to catch it, and then the clock strikes 12.
So Price is going to turn back into a toy.
All right,
and we'll see how that goes. Whoa.
God damn it! How? Well, sorry, big one.
Six black.
Wow, 11 black.
Zero.
Oh no, wait.
13.
Yeah, six black.
Well, I guess you just never get out of it.
Nope. I can't believe.
So what did you roll?
Zero.
Oh, that's awful.
Yep.
Poor big one.
Wow.
So big one got lost in a realm of madness forever.
Yeah, big one is stuck in Cardboarda.
But really Carcosa.
Yeah. Is that what it was supposed to be? Wow, I did not get that connection.
So who has the iPad? Because that's got the end.
So. Let's see.
It's on the page after.
It's locked.
You gotta put in your password, Ryan. All right. Ryan, put in the password.
It's
all right. So
I feel like we should switch, Alex.
No, I'll stick with this.
Okay.
You won. Big one. Big one is Big one is gonna suffer for the rest of eternity.
Alright, so zero is the worst thing in the universe. This probably doesn't include death, since death would be way better than whatever this is.
You're gonna have an eternity of mustard on your burger.
Be creative and don't settle for the first worst thing that comes to mind. There's something darker, more awful, more wretched in there somewhere.
I don't think so.
No, the twins get taken away and Big One just gets filled with mustard. So much mustard.
You're in Carbota. And you forever have to deal with mustard on your hamburgers and this hell domain, and you don't have the twins or little one.
Nope.
Any other black?
That's the end of the... You know, all right. I'm just thinking.
I got what? I got 11 black.
11 black. Pretty good. All things considered, you're coming out of this smelling like a rose. You're a little better off. Maybe you got the girl, or maybe you just didn't get caught.
Okay.
And I got 6 black. Pathetic. You'll suffer. Oh, dear God, will you suffer? And everyone will know of your malfeasance, your stupidity, your lack of common sense and decency. You're probably going to be locked up, too.
And I got 13 white.
13 white is fan-fucking-tastic. It's fat times ahead, safe and secure. That thing that will make your life better, oh, you got it. Absolutely, and then some. And then some more. Enjoy it.
All right, so this is what I'm thinking happens. So, the clock strikes 12. Oleg is the one who grabs the book.
Yeah.
So Price reverts to a toy.
But his injuries...
His injuries stay. And now he's a servant. Now he's... Because the Yellow King said, if you don't get the book, you belong to me.
Right.
So I think part of your punishment, you get sent to Carborda.
Carborda.
But you now live inside a big one. So Big One has to carry the guy who sold him out.
Who's, well, I mean, like, it's for me, it's just sort of pathetic. I'm not going to get dragged to hell. I'm thinking that
maybe
I end
you don't,
up...
you don't get turned back.
Oh, that would be awful.
You just stay as a...
That guy with a fucking broken, destroyed leg.
All right, so...
As you're laying there, you see Oleg grab the book, and the clock strikes 12, and the Yellow King's face just appears in front of you. Time's up. You're mine to do with what I wish.
But...
Oh, no, I have an idea. So there's a flash, and you see this visage of the Yellow King just kind of pull your yellow jersey off.
Oh, God.
And so you're just lying there shirtless, and you feel the blessing of the Yellow King leave you. And now you're just a guy.
I'm just a guy with a broken leg.
You're mine to do with what I wish, which is nothing. And then that happens.
Yeah.
No!
Not my yellow jersey!
So you're just laying there in the Bradbury house.
Right.
With bleeding. A destroyed leg and no shirt.
So then Oleg grabs the book and Beater and Fisher are advancing on him. When all of a sudden the cat jumps out and attacks Beater and knocks Fisher off.
Okay.
Which gives Oleg time to get away. So Fisher doesn't get hurt, but he gets knocked away from the book. And Oleg manages to get it back to the attic. And they find the spell to stop Madame Lestrada. And I've got it. They find the spell to return Oleg to human.
Because then he buys
the house.
And then he buys the house. I love it.
And brings his family over. Because fan fucking tastic.
Right.
Yeah. So Oleg owns the house.
Sorry, children.
Yep.
So I'm picturing anybody who would have a copy of the Necronomicon has got to be an investigator in a Call of Cthulhu game. So the Bradburys are just posing as a family.
Okay.
And when they come back, they're investigating some kind of horrible shit. They find a naked guy with a broken leg on the floor of their library rambling about the Yellow King.
With an egg beater lying next to him.
And they have no idea what the fuck happened.
So Oleg turns back into human and buys the house, and you and Fisher gets to stay red guy.
Okay.
Because Oleg just doesn't use the spell on you.
Right.
So you get to stay red guy in the attic.
And Oleg is a good enough person that he doesn't take his revenge on me like he said he was going to.
Hmm.
Yep.
However, he does spend the rest of his life trying to find the big guy.
Never do.
Well, I'm just saying, listen.
I appreciate it.
This is part... It could be part two.
The search for big guy.
The search for big guy.
It could be part two.
So I picture the last scene.
The movie does well enough, we get a sequel.
That's true.
But we still need a sequel for our last best hope.
Fisher is sitting there with the red guys, and he's like, you guys fucked up. You know, we didn't get the book.
Sorry, Fisher. Sorry, Red Guy.
That Russian guy got it. And now, somebody else bought the house. We don't even know who it is.
And Oleg just...
hear footsteps. Shh. Who is it?
I hate magic.
And that's the end.
No, I'm thinking if we want to do like the sequel ending. So there, it's like a montage at the end. So there's a scene of, you know, there's like music playing and someone's reading from the book, and all of a sudden Oleg turns back into.
That's why I come back. Yeah, no, team. I only ask one question. Where is big guy?
I'm thinking it zooms in on one of the yellow guys, and then starts it just zooms in onto the yellow, and then pans out onto like mustard that's just filled up inside big guy, big one.
Hell is full of mustard.
Yeah.
Ask you question. I only ask once.
The road to hell is paved in mustard.
Where is?
All right.
Just zooms in and then zooms out on mustard, filling him up.
And then there's a bunch of COC investigators interrogating my family. They got him tied to a chair. They gotta tell us where you're from. Would you believe Canada?
Then there's a shot of Oleg standing over Fisher. You know the threats, they were jokes, right?
They were jokes. Put it back. But I'm taking the foosball.
No! What are we gonna do? Hey, give that back!
You always want to be centered guy. I let you center guy. But now, you no play foosball.
You only play foosball when I say
you can play foosball.
You just hear shouts from both the red and yellow team.
Well, the yellow team's down a man.
Yeah.
All right. So that was.
I think we should pan over, and where Price usually stands. There's a new yellow figure, and he goes, "No, wait a second, you don't understand. I'm not a toy. I'm a human. I don't belong here."
That's what they all say.
Do I have still the little figure I used to be? Like,
yeah, I guess.
I will keep it in my pocket. Or put it in front of the red goal.
Oh, that's cheating! Alright.
Love it.
I liked it.
That was fun.
That was a good fiasco, Ed.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Even though my character ended in a hell dimension. My character, the nicest one of all, who did nothing mean to anyone.
Carcosa.
Give us all your money and go get it.
Yeah, we need to start a Kickstarter and raise $1 million to make a sequel.
I think this would actually make a really great like Toy Story esque computer generated cartoon.
Where one character ends in hell.
But for an adult audience, you know. And then there's all the references to Lovecraft and Robert W. Chambers.
Well, I think it would be more along the lines of
Tim Burton,
maybe a stop animation.
Okay, so like a claymation thing.
Yeah,
yeah.
Like you have like the humans played by humans.
Yeah, and the toys are just stop motion.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Like a Lego movie where the Legos are like them.
Right.
I didn't see.
And then you have like when Price turns into a human.
He's actually just a guy.
It's whoever voiced him.
Right. Yeah. And they just make his figurine look like him.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
The notes I wrote down for my character were big and dumb, largest Matryoshka doll.
I just wrote unlikable.
The only note that I wrote I didn't even get to use. What? My signature move is the Price Pop, which is a double backflip spin kick.
I drew my character and wrote our names.
We actually used all of the elements this time.
Yeah, we did.
We did good this time.
All right.
So, thank you all for listening.
We have to make our budget to make a circle. Yeah. It's up to you guys.
Go to Kickstarter. www.kickstarter.com/help Ragnarok waste too much money for a sequel.
All right. Bye, everybody.
Later.
Bye.